As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call into the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshaies, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. we are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tide on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
This is James T. DeShay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know I'm glad and happy to be here, looking forward to the opportunity for us to share our thoughts and make sure that our opinions are heard loud and clear. We're going to take a short break. Before we get started, just to make sure everybody can get on the line, and we can have our conversation for today.
You looked inside my fantasies and made each one come true. Something no one else had ever found a way to do. I've kept the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again.
Welcome all of you here I want to give a special shout out to Kathy because we haven't seen you in a while, Kathy. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, I haven't seen you guys in a while either. But I'm doing
well, don't
wonderful.
Be leaving us
Thank
like
you.
That. We need you.
Thank you for asking. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
All right. You know, we can't get our opinions in order or get everything straight without having you have an opportunity to make some of your statements. So it's important that you be here and be a part of the Fantastic Four. Regina checked in yesterday after being missed for a week. So we hope that she gets back to us as soon as possible. Andre,
hey.
Would you like to say hello
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I'm so sorry. Give me one second, Miss Andre. Now, Mr. Deshay had a birthday on Sunday, and I had my whole family together. We were going to say, sing happy birthday and play happy birthday, but you didn't even come on, so we were not able to say happy birthday to you. So today I just want to say happy birthday, Mr. Deshay. I hope you had a great day because you are a very special person, and it needs to be known that it was your birthday, and I hope you had a great time. Go ahead, Miss Audrey.
Well,
I love you, sister.
Well, before I let Audrey say anything, I just wanted to let you know that it was Audrey's fault that I was not on Sunday because Audrey lives in Lakeland and she has a mother that lives in Winter Haven. And so Audrey invited me over to dinner, and her dinner was about 7 courses long. And I was unable to make it back home in time to get on air. So it's all Audrey's fault. So Audrey, would you like to apologize?
No. That means that you were with family, and that is a great thing. Thank you, Andre, for bringing him in to celebrate not only Mother's Day, but his special day as well. That's what it's all about. And if I would have been in the city, I would have came and celebrated with you guys as well. So kudos to you, my sister.
Kathy, I'm so glad to have you back. I miss you significantly and dearly because you see how he tried to shift stuff over. So that's why I miss you so much. I'm so glad you're back. And thank you so much. And, of course, you know, everyone is an adult, so they have choices to make. And I share it with Mr. Deshay that, you know, listen, if this time is grinding down, it's a good ride from Winter Haven to Orlando. But we did want to make sure he had a good time, and I appreciate his having the courage to celebrate his birthday, which you normally stated that he normally don't celebrate, and Mother's Day is always hard for him. So, our family, and he took the step of faith and did that, and I hope he enjoyed himself. And what a special gift that you and your family was prepared. So, Mr. Deshay, just another example how much people care about you, even though you just tried to give us a hard time. You know, we're going to take the high road and love you anyway.
Well, let me just say to you guys that it is a difficult time for me for many reasons. Normally, I just reflect on what my goals are, and sometimes I'm unhappy about the things that I have yet not accomplished. And so I'm not one that does a lot of cheering, but certainly the alternative to having a birthday is not one that I want to participate in. So I am happy and thankful that I have made it another year. This year, my birthday fell on Mother's Day. And so I am really thankful and glad that I can reflect back on my mother and the awesome things that she's done for me and helping me to move on in her absence. And it is nice to be a part of you guys' family and be a part of you all be a part of what I call my ring of life. my circle of life, that you all allow me the luxury of being a part of your family and have you as my extended family. So that is so important to me. And I'm always scared when some of you miss because I am. It's so important that you're here with me so that we can continue our efforts to let people know what our opinions are on a lot of different subjects. Dee, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just great, family. I'm glad to be with y'all. And Miss Kathy, glad to have you back. I like to consider you as our voice of reason. You know, we've been going through a lot of weird topics here lately, and I was listening back at the show yesterday, and one of the topics on yesterday got me all excited, but I promise to do better today. I'm going to try to slow it down and say what I want to say. But we do miss Miss Kathy, and we did miss Miss Regina also. So it's glad to have both of you all back.
Well, I'm not sure that I'm going to be helpful with you guys having a reasonable conversation today. I have to tell you that sometimes when I'm in the process of thinking about what it is I want to talk about, there's just a host of things I want to talk about. But, you know, I'm going to go away from what I wanted to start the conversation with, but I'm going to try to finish the show with what I want to start the conversation with. But I do want to talk about one thing that I think is important for us to talk about. You know, a lot of times on the show we talk about education and the importance of education and how we want our young people to shine and be successful and prosperous. And we do not talk enough about the people out there that are doing some great things. And I cannot name the names for you, but I'm just give you the story. There are two young men who mother has taken a great interest in them and supported them through what is a magnificent effort. And I just want to use them as a way to inspire other young people to do great things. But this mother has a 14-year-old son that has graduated from college, and I think the college was Tulane, if I'm not mistaken. And he is graduating at the age of 14. His brother is 11 and will be going to a double major, going to the same college. And I just think that is so magnificent and so inspirational when you hear about some young people who are just out there making things happen. And there was another family who had quadruplets, four black, and these are people of color. And all four of these young men are going to Yale next year. And it just does my heart so much good, because we need to challenge our young people to just show off. You know, we need to have them show up and show off. And that's what life is supposed to be about. And so it is just important to me that on our show when we have these opportunities to talk about the great things that kids are doing, that we take some time out and say kudos to that African-American mother who's out there supporting her kids to finish college early and to make a difference. And we just hope that they are going to solve some of the major problems and issues that our country has, and that those four quadruplets that are going to Yale are going to show up and show off and just do things that we can just be so proud of. And Kathy, don't you think it's important for us to highlight those kids that are out there just doing super-duper things, because we seem to be so busy and so overrun with the things that are so negative in our world?
Absolutely, James. I think that is awesome, and they should be celebrated. You know, at my church on Sunday, what the pastor does, if any of the kids or if anybody, if they've received an award, all A's, if they've got recognitions for anything, he bring them up front so that we could celebrate them together to let them know that, hey, what you did was outstanding. You went above and beyond for a cause, not only for yourself, but it could be either for the community or for someone else. And you need to be recognized. You need to be celebrated. So I think that's an awesome idea. And we need to always celebrate those who are doing good. We need to always pat them on the back so that they can continue on. And what that does, it shows other people, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. And then I can be celebrated behind it, because sometimes all people want is someone to celebrate them, you know?
Yeah, and it's, excuse me, I was wrong. It was Texas Christian University. The young man was 14 years of age, and he graduated from Texas Christian University. And they talk about him being the youngest graduate of that school. So, yes, and it is just, you know, I just find myself excited when I see those things happen. Audrey, what are your thoughts about some of the young people who are actually showing up and showing off?
They are to be commended, and we should really rally around them. And, again, kudos to the parents and, again, just promote our young people doing their very best, not allowing age to have no boundaries on what they're capable of. Just like we surround athletes, we should also surround and reinforce our pride in those who are excelling educationally, and especially at such a young age.
Yeah, this young man is got his degree in physics and minored in math and Chinese. What do you think about those type subjects?
I think that they're to be commended. And you know, a couple of generations ago, that was the mantra: to show up and show out. And that's what we was brought up to live by. Just to, whatever you do, be the best at it, you know. And so I'm very proud of these two guys, these two kids to do what they've done. I got a question for you, James, if you allow me to ask the question.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got a question. When a person achieves such high goals at such a young age, is it reasonable to be concerned about the childhood they may have missed out on? How would you all equate that in one's life? And reaching such high goals at such a young age?
You know, I cannot begin to think about what he is going to, how he's going to deal with adulthood when he's accomplished so much at a young age. I know that he has the support of his mom, and she was with him in college as he went to classes. Some of his classmates talked about the fact that, you know, they knew he was the youngest person in college, but one of them went on to say that he was cool, too. So, obviously, he seems to be very grounded, and he accepts his plight in life related to his intellect. But it, I guess we'll have to wait and see. You know, there have been others. Condoleezza Rice graduated from college at 16. And so, you know, you have people out there who you just can't hold them back because of their age, and you have to allow their intellect to be their guide. And so we have to wait and see what the final outcome will be, and hopefully his mom will be there to assist him as he goes through his continued education. Joyce, what are your thoughts related to the question that Dee just asked?
Well, I do know that Dee and some of the other countries and everything, it's just the norm where they start their kids out so early, being so focused in the classroom. Actually, they start them out as early as 6 months because my girlfriend, she's on her way over to, I think it's Tokyo. Yeah, Tokyo for a wedding, and she was just telling me that her granddaughter is already was on some list to be at this school where they start them out for a couple of hours at age of 6 months. So they do start initiating education quite early. They teach them, and if you notice that they give them so many activities early in the morning, they stay focused throughout the day. But what I like about the story as to what you said about this, there's a new twist, I think, that is in place now that is cool to be smart. You remember? It used to be that you was a nerd and you was looked upon differently. It used to be a time to that, that when you went to summer school that you had to be dumb. But now it's cool to go to summer school. So I think that things are changing. Personally, I think what we need to do is, like Kathy indicated, we got to encourage our kids and let them know that they are what they can do, you know, instill that positive. Because once they think positively, they can feel that they can conquer the world. So we just have to keep encouraging them and give them that mindset. So I think the idea of it's just outstanding.
And Dee, I have to tell you that there has been a push to get kids into college a lot earlier. Here in Florida, for at least the last 10 or 15 plus years, they've had what is called dual enrollment. And those students who had high GPAs were allowed to go to community college and take coursework while they were in high school. And I do have another story about a girl who actually finished high school and college at the same time. And so she's getting both her high school diploma and her college diploma. So there seems to be a push to push these kids higher and further. And let me also say, I wish I'd had the opportunity to take some college coursework when I was in high school, because here in Florida, if you do dual enrollment, you get to go to college for free. So while you're in high school, you get college courses, don't cost you anything. So that is a big addition to having your coursework, you know, finishing your coursework in college while you're working on your high school. Larry Curry, is that you?
Yes.
Larry, what are your thoughts about these pushing these young men and encouraging them to use their intellect as early as they possibly can?
Well, I definitely believe that it's paramount that we do this, especially when you were talking about celebrating, especially some of our young men, some boys who are becoming men, is because affirmation and confirmation is very critical, especially during these ages. And I think that as they began to, I guess, catch up with their intellect maturity-wise, the support system is going to be vital because they still have to catch up with the intellect. That's just like you were saying before, when a sports person who is in sports and is very competitive and playing at a higher level, the level of maturity sometimes is not there. But if you have that support basis, those that have been mentored, you had mentioned one time, I think you had mentioned something about seeing it by Mike Tyson, who had someone that was constantly in their lives. So I think it's vital that the whole aspects of mentorship and their family being that support during that time is going to be important for the success of that young child, young person. So it's going to be, I think, with that in mind, and then I think success is inevitable in all that they will do and achieve. It's a blessing to be gifted and skilled in that manner.
And we can use them as an inspiration to other children so that they can recognize that there is an avenue other than sports to get out of any environment you might find yourself in. Right, Kathy? Shouldn't we be using these young men as a light or a candle to other young adults so that they can aspire to go to college and get their degrees as well?
Absolutely, James. I was just thinking as you guys were talking, because we have to first recognize what their gifts are, because not everybody is going to be an athlete. Not everybody is going to be a teacher. Not everybody is going to be the president. So we have to recognize what the gifts of these young people are. And once we see them or even a glimpse of them, then that's when we begin to push them in that area as far as affirming what we see in them, how great they are and how great they can be in that particular area of their life. And what usually happens is that I believe that kids like that usually group together, because I know my son, he's very good with English. Like you, James, you know, he loves to write. And most of his friends that are around him, they're writers. They sit down and they create these movies and characters and different things like that. So most of the kids that are the same mindset usually group themselves together. So we as a parent, as a uncle, friend, whoever you are, that you see this talent in these kids, that's when we have to begin to push them and tell them, you know, that we think they'll do a great job in that area. And most of the times the kids do go forth in those particular areas of life.
Yeah, it is so important that we help kids to recognize the tools that they have been given and help them to take advantage of those tools so that they will be successful in life. Andre, too often kids neglect to identify their tools and spend time concentrating and focusing on mastering the abilities that they have been given.
Yes, and that's what we as adults can play a role in encouraging them and pushing them to go beyond their limits, at least what they view as their limits, and be all that they can be. I remember the movie Aquila and the Bee. I think that was an excellent movie. Lawrence Fishburne played the role model, where he assisted this young lady, and you know, she was an excellent speller, and of course she was shying away from it, but of course she went on to co-win the spelling bee, and it was an indication of it took input from the whole community to encourage and surround her and just help her to understand her capabilities, and that was a good thing, not only for herself, but the community. And that's what we have to do to encourage our youth to understand that they have unlimited possibilities. And when we see that in them, they may not have the strength to do it alone, but we can surely encourage them.
And we have to learn to fight back against those people who would suggest that the only thing that we're bringing to the table is violence and ignorance. And so that people, our young people, know that we're not going to tolerate people describing us as anything less than what we truly are, that there is greatness in us, and we just have to be prepared to focus on it in order to get it out. There seem to be too many people too many people in white America who want to lessen the gifts that we have and put them in only one area, right, Joyce? There seem to be people who want to just describe us or stereotype us in an unfair way.
That's so true. But like the way that we was raised up was that you let your action, your positive action, tell the story as to who you are and what you're all about and what you represent. You see, you know, don't go tit for tat, because a lot of times people do things to see a reaction. So you want to do the opposite. Don't dare, because you don't want to be labelized, because they try to group people in one group. You know, this is who you are, but you always dare to prove them wrong, because you know who you are, and that having to do with a good foundation. Know who you are, what you're all about, and what your roots and what is expected of you. By carrying the name that you carry, your last name represents a lot. So that's who you are. So that's what we need to instill in our young people, a positive as to what is expected of you, who you are, what you represent, and the mark that you need to make in your society and up on the world.
Yeah, indeed. I recognize, you know, you've told the story many times about the great people who were in the city of Atlanta that you used and you've been around. And those are the kinds of things we need to impress upon our young people, along with these young people who are out there showing off, that people of color have a history of doing great things.
Yeah, you're so right, James. People of color do have a history, a long history of doing great things. You know, in a lot of ways, some of the great achievement that we have made as a people and as a society was stolen from us, and we didn't get any credit for it due to the lack of knowledge of how to get things patented and things of that nature. But I want to touch on something that you said about instilling the mindset in our youth about staying focused. I'm one of those who lacked at my early times, my early experiences in life. I lacked focus, and I had a lot of opportunities to do good and even great things, but I lacked the focus to stay in the trenches or in the groove, if you will, and a lot of those things kind of went by me. One of which I want to touch base on, because this is one issue that brought me to your show in the first place. Being in a time and in a culture where when I was growing up, there was a movement, and it was called the Do Your Own Thing movement. Some people call it the hippie movement. And the thing behind the Do Your Own Thing movement was, if it feels good, do it. Do your own thing. In that, when we came to accept that as one of the norms, and I saw your text today, and we talked about accepting the norm yesterday. In accepting the norm, my generation, some of us got caught up in the mix. We got caught up in the mindset of certain entities, and you could say white America, we could say the government, pouring mind-altering drugs in our neighborhood in the hope that it would deter us and distract us to where we wouldn't accomplish much. That was a time and era for that time. Hopefully, things have changed where these two students that you're speaking of can be a great example of what you can do, minus the distraction. I think the distractions are something that needs to be discussed on a regular basis, because distractions are true, whether it be in the family, whether it be mere peer pressure. And so I was one of those that got caught up in all of that, but I'm really enjoying the topic of the show.
All right. Larry, I'm going to let you finish this out, because I'm going to throw a twist in it after the break. But Larry, let me delve back into our history. You and I both attended Jones High School, which was the predominantly African-American school for the Orlando area. What inspired you to move above what some people might call the norm for Jones High School?
I would have to go back to what I mentioned before, the aspect of having someone speak in my life and to confirm and affirm who I really was. Because like it's being said, that sometimes you can get caught up in the fads and the norms of things, and somehow somebody is able to identify the treasure or the diamond in the rough of young people that sometimes otherwise would be caught up in the whole aspect and, like you said, stereotyped and labeled, but not realizing that in every child is a diamond in the rough waiting to be someone to come along and, number one, identify them as a treasure. And when that person who came in my life spoke in my life, and I'll never forget the words that were spoken to me, and I was kind of gotten off focus, and the man at that time was C.R. Smith. He said, "You can be anything that you want to be." Those simple words so revolutionized my life because I had never been told that, because I never thought that that could happen with me. But it, like, called something out of me and identified something in me. And I remember going from, in third grade, almost failing, to high school and honors and honors classes and things. So it was the words of an affirmation and confirmation that made the difference in my life. Somebody became aware of that I was more than what I was acting like. And they had the audacity and the courage to step in my life and speak in my life, and so that really revolutionized me as a person, because it called something forth out of me.
All right, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to really flip the script on you with the next topic. We're going to go to break, and we'll come right back.
just came to see
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshaies, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, I'm going to turn the tables on you, and I want you to be prepared to deal with this. Today, The View was off the chain. I truly watch The View nearly every day, and the political battles is very good and provides an opportunity for different opinions. But today they discussed preferences. A number of the women suggested that you can't really know what your preference is unless you test both sides. Only one of the panelists said that she was only sexually interested in men. It was disheartening and baffling that these adult women were on the show promoting experimentation as a way of determining your sexuality. As a nation, we're trying to find our way through an era where we all are being asked to tolerate different lifestyles. Is the agenda now to turn our children and young adults into investigating through testing to determine their sexuality? Guys, I have to tell you, I was taken back as Whoopi Goldberg and Sarah Hayes made suggestions that you could not truly know who you were sexually if you were not willing to test and see what your sexuality was by being investigating or testing different options. And I think I find that to be a bizarre way of sharing that kind of effort or behavior to our kids. And it could be mentally devastating to some children, if we were to take on that kind of policy related to our children. Kathy, what are your thoughts about how we have to protect our children from some of the craziness that it seems to be seeping out of the media?
Adisha, as you said, unfortunately, we're living in a culture and society where there's just so much confusion on the definition of family and, like you said, sexuality. And you can literally see the dismantling and the corruption. And I can only go towards what I believe is kind of the final arbitrator of truth. And that, to me, it's God's word. But you can see the dismantling and corruption of what God's original order and design and intent as it relates to, you know, femininity and masculinity, sexuality, however you want to term it. And additionally, it's the diminishing also often of the value, what I say, heading where we're heading into in the next month, the fatherhood, because it's really an affront against that in many ways. The whole concept of God's original intent as it relates to fatherhood, and whether we see it or not, just as you mentioned, the fact that the predominant time you see that spoken of more boldly in aspects of what women's views are, when that was not before the norm. And so I believe, Disha, before I have to leave, that the families, the church, and this culture, especially for young boys and young girls too, unequivocally, must be taught God's design, purpose, and ideal of masculinity, manhood, what it is to be a woman, and as well as importance in the, and of fatherhood as it relates to the family and community. And I guess the first premise we have to base this upon is that, which I'm pretty sure a lot of, there are some that would agree and disagree, but you got to determine whether or not that you believe God's word is an opinionated book or whether it is a book of absolute truth that God's word speaking to us. And if you just see it from the basis of opinion, then your premise of looking at it is going to be based on that. So I ultimately, that number one, we have to ask this question. Whose idea was it from the beginning to create the institution called marriage, God or man? And furthermore, find what marriage was, God or man? And I guess that to me, that would be the question to society, is because now it appears as if it has been redefined, which it was not, they were not the original, man was not the original designer or the creator of that institution, which is impacting us as a whole.
And, Kathy, it seems that we're under attack by media. The View is a large television show. It goes out to a lot of people, and there are a lot of young people and young adults who watch it and who thought pattern or behavior could possibly be changed by the conversation that these women had on television. Sarah Hayes, who is married, suggested that if her marriage doesn't work, she would not take being gay off the table. And I'm just listening to them, with only one of them being willing to commit to her womanhood and saying that she had no interest in women, even from her childhood. What is your thoughts about where the media seems to be taking us?
Well, I totally agree with the previous young
Larry.
Man that Larry that was speaking concerning the family. And, you know, I know that the media really looks to get ratings. So this is a way of them trying to get more and more ratings. Also, I know that the devil is busy, and he's going to raise his head anytime he can, any way he can, and any opening that he can. So we as believers, those who have been called out, we just have to continue to pray. Unfortunately, we cannot stop what is being said and even what's being spoken and taught inside of the classrooms. But what we can do is we can be an example, and we can teach our kids, the kids who come in our path, the right way. We can talk to them about how it actually is supposed to go. Because other than that, we cannot stop it, because it is here already and it's already being done. I mean, I used to watch The View a while ago, but I stopped watching them because they were getting out of hand with what they were saying. So to me, that type of stuff, I wouldn't even listen to. I'm not going to give them the time of day, even on my recording, to have that stuff spoken into my recorder and come into my home. So, you know, we just have to pray for them that the Lord would truly expose everything of the enemy and have those who do believe the way that we believe to rise up and be accounted for, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to rise up and be accounted for. And when we hear stuff like that, we have to rebuke it, and we have to tell the devil that he is a liar, that our kids are going to grow up a male and a female, and that's how it's supposed to go.
Audrey, you know, and I know that you are a believer and that you have, similar beliefs, but how do we keep our young people on the straight and narrow and not believing that somehow they need to investigate what their sexuality is to find out who they truly are?
I'm sorry, James. Could you repeat the question?
I said that how do we keep our young people safe and keep them from believing they have to investigate what their sexuality is, despite these media trying to make us believe they need to experiment to find out who they really are in a sexual way?
It's important that we communicate with them. And, again, it becomes critical for us to ensure that we're practicing what our beliefs and our views are. If we don't communicate and talk about these with our family members, media will do it for us, or either people that they're interacting with. And that's why we need to make sure that we have a stronghold. One of the shows we just talked about here within the last few days, we talked about discussing different scenarios with our family members, especially our young people, and asking them what they would do in a situation like that. Because, again, I mentioned before, and this was a few years ago when I was having just a round table with some of the young girls at church, just as a way to try to, you know, see what was on their mind and some of the topics and some of the discussion that's going on in school. I mean, it's something that I had to really wrap my hands around real quickly. And being able to respond and then supporting that on, with our expectations and why we expect that. But had I not had that dialogue with them, I wouldn't have known. So we can't assume anything. We have to have the communications lines open, and we have to reinforce what our values are and why we believe in and what we believe in.
Yeah, it seems to be that we are being bombarded with by the media to move away from being faithful and committed to what we know is right and what we believe is the desire of our Creator, to somehow take a position where we should research or search or investigate who we are instead of knowing who we are from the outset. Joyce, what are your thoughts related to that?
Well, that's true. I watched the show today, too. Joy also was aware of who she is and knew right away that she was attracted to men and the male sex. So it was two of them on that panel. I think I was very troublesome with today's show because, to me, that's setting our kids up for possibly abuse, molestation. They can easily get hurt because what it is that when you asking them to test and experiment, you know, they can easily be taken advantage of. They can be brainwashed to the effect of having them think that they're one thing when actually in reality they are not. A lot of times teenagers may be unsure as to how they feel coming into, and that's during that adolescent stage. That's very critical during those periods. That's how come we as parents, we need to talk to our young people because you can easily be persuaded out there in the streets and what you hear on the ear. We have to be able to have our kids have the intelligence to know the difference, to be strong enough where they make their own decisions when they know that things are not right and things that what they don't believe in, so they cannot be easily persuaded in that manner.
Well, Joyce, I am really glad that you saw it because it was certainly troubling to me, and I couldn't understand why they were so committed, you know, to having that put on television and to have it, Whoopi, suggesting that you can't know what you like unless you try different things. I just found just disgusting.
Whoopi controls the panel, and I think a lot of them are so weak on that show that they follow the lead. The lawyer and Joy was the only two that can really voice their opinion correctly. But Sarah and the young lady that sit next to Sarah, they're nothing but followers. You know, there's some chiefs and there's some Indians. Whoopi is that chief and the rest of them are the Indians. And you got some weak Indians in the tribes there, and those two are the ones that they go along with the program. It's like somebody, Whoopi cocks the bullet and the other two pull the trigger. So that's what you have there with that show.
Dee, what are your thoughts about how we should handle the media that is trying to infect our children and believing that they should be experimental related to finding out what their sexuality is?
Well, James, you know that I'm a throwback from the past. And in that, I was around when all this came about in its infancy. And one of which I just spoke about a moment ago about the revolution of doing your own thing. During that time, the other revolution was the sexual revolution. All right? And I'm going to come back to that in just a minute. But let me deal with the media, as you want to, as you say, are hell bent on trying to put this thing forward. You know, Fox Television Network has set the standard. And now, if you want to compete with any other network, you got to push the ratings. And most of these television stations will make you take a pledge that you will do what you can, all that you can, to raise the ratings. So you know that some topics are sensational and some topics will gather the attention. And apparently this topic has done its job, okay? Now, to get back to the situation, you know, yesterday I said when we were talking about the cross-dressers and that whole topic, I mentioned that, you know, there is a push to recruit new persons into this lifestyle. But we got to know that most of these television stations, a lot of the lawyers in this country, a lot of the judges in this country, and, you know, this country as a whole bases itself upon the Roman Empire way of life. You know, I saw your text earlier, and it was me who responded, Anglo-Saxon and Roman ideology. All right. In all of that, this sexual revolution has been going on for a long time. Case in point, some 35 years ago, people of color would never have considered the idea of oral sex. Now it's kind of commonplace. So this revolution has grown teeth. All right. Some 20 years ago, and this is an adult show, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. And my point is to show you how the revolution has been a part of our life for a long time, and it has grown teeth. All right. So some 20 years ago, anal sex was unheard of in most cultures. But as you can tell, that it has grown teeth. So this is just the next push to push it on over the edge. And that's my thought.
All right. You know, it is just amazing to me that we find ourselves battling all kinds of different entities to get our children grown. And when you have a show like The View, again, that reaches so many people, that you know some young people are going to hear that, and it's going to give them the justification to step outside of their norm. And I just found it to be irresponsible. And I just, you know, I just cannot understand why Whoopi and those other women, except for, I think her name is Sunny, and the Jewish female that Joyce said her name, were the only two to say that they were committed to only being with men. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and have our final word for today.
Stop. this woman. I am this woman that has sent the expectations of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman that does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but create my own destination. I am this woman that maintain her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination.
I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure.
I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those to dream.
I am the woman of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth.
Igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman.
This is James T. DeShay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And before I go and start out and let everyone say their final word, Joyce, I want to just say thank you so much for your birthday gift. You may very well be the very one that pushes me back on the golf course with that beautiful golf shirt that you sent me. It may inspire me to go swing my clubs again. So I want to just thank you so much for you honoring me on my day. And I appreciate you and your family for the invitation they extended to me. And I just want to tell you, Audrey Cook was off the chain. She had me doing eating things that I've never eaten before. I had the first time that I've eaten some, Audrey, what was that? What do you call it? The raw fish. What was it?
Sushi. Yeah.
Sushi. Yeah. That was the first time I ate sushi.
Yeah, lobster bisque.
Now that's funny.
Now I love that soup. What was the soup, Audrey?
Lobster bisque.
Lobster bisque, and we had mixed seafood salad, and then crab salad. Was that crab salad or lobster salad?
That's correct, crab salad.
Yeah, and I ate myself to the point of dozing off. They were laughing at me because I was falling asleep at the dinner table. Putting it on record that I found it difficult to stay awake. And so it was a wonderful meal. And she finished it off with Dairy Bell ice cream and cupcakes. That destroyed any chance of having any diet. All those calories were taken up in one meal. So, I really do appreciate that. And so, Kathy, we're going to go with you to the – what is your final thought for today?
First of all, I'd like to say I'm hungry, from you talking about all those delicious items except for the sushi. I can't do that, but everything else sounds so delicious, and I know you guys had an awesome time. That is so nice. And I just want to say, you know, as an individual, we all have a platform and have been given the opportunity to speak life into those who come into our path. And that's what we have to do. And even though it doesn't seem like there is change happening, there is change happening. So we have to stay focused and continue to be an example to the people who God allows to come through our path.
Amen. Audrey, your final thought for today?
Let us make sure that we continue to talk and communicate with each other. Let us set our expectations according to what our beliefs and our values are, and we should not be shifted just because of our surroundings. We may be in the world, but we're not necessarily of the world. So it's very important to us to have that dialogue and communication and standard of expectation for our future.
All right. Joyce, your final thought for today?
I would like to just to compliment on Kathy, what she said. And Kathy, you're so correct that this show to me has touched my life in so many ways. You have no idea with the need that I tune into Reverend Dunn every morning, Kathy, and I thank you so much for that. What I would like for us to do is to start having more family time to communicate with our young people and with the family. It used to be that we meet up at the table every evening and in voice conversation. We need to get back into that. And once we have a good foundation, it's hard for people to come through the cracks. If we got a good foundation, hard for them to break through the cracks. So we need to really go back to the basic. Thank you.
All right. Dee, your final thought for today.
Yeah, I would like to say that if my explanation of what was going on is seemed a little insensitive to some, I think that it's important that we kind of call a spade and call it for what it is. And but I also think, like the lady said, that it's important that we stay in touch with our youth. I like to call it we keep our finger on the pulse, you know where they are, where they're at, and what they're interested in. And for us not to assume that they're going to get it in the street, it's better that we kind of walk them through it.
Yeah, we have too much to lose by allowing other people's agenda to be the force that grips our country. And that I truly understand the need to be tolerant, but we should not be tolerant to the point where our faith and our beliefs are covered with the thoughts and beliefs of others. I'm willing to recognize that I have to allow other people to live their life and to travel their journey, but I can't. We should not allow other people's journey to dictate our beliefs to the point where we give in and give up. And so I'm just wanting to make sure that we never quiet our voice to the point that our beliefs are somehow silent. Because I have to share with you that as a believer, that is my voice. I determine my opinions about everything based on my beliefs and my faith. And so it's important that I don't ever lose sight. Even though I may fall short, I don't lose sight of what my goal is related to who I am as a believer. And so I just want to thank all of you for your continued support and your efforts to make it onto the show and share your opinions with the world and let people know exactly what it is that we believe and give other people an opportunity to have their beliefs spoken here on our show. I thank you so much for all that you have done for me and all the encouragement that you give me. And I just want you to know that I'm committed to us doing what it takes for us to have a voice in our society. Take care, and I'll see you guys tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, as we make sure our voices are heard loud and clear.
Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Making love with you is all.
Every time.